Colossians chapter, in Colossians, I think it's chapter, well, maybe it's not in Colossians, but Paul tells us that in the last days there'll be a days of apostasy, and one of the characteristics of mankind would be unthankfulness. Unthankfulness. And God has really blessed us. We complain a lot about things, but we better look at what we've got and look at what God's done for us, not only what He's done for us, but what He's doing for us and what He's going to do for us. God's been good to us, hasn't He? Amen. And, so you think about that. Thanksgiving is a lifestyle. A lifestyle. And another thing I heard that made me think about Thanksgiving, too, was a little story I heard about a talking dog. Amen. But listen to this little comical thing right here. There was a Thanksgiving dinner going on at this house. There was snow on the ground, and people were inside having a big feast there. They had the table all spread with all the trimmings, had a big turkey in the middle of the table. But outside on the porch there, peeping through the window, was an old dog. This old dog was cold, he was shivering, and he was looking through the window at the festivities and the big turkey on the table there. And somebody asked that dog, said, I guess you haven't got anything to be thankful for, have you? The old dog was shivering and shaking. He said, yeah, I'm thankful I'm not a turkey. And, you know, that made me think, you know, even an old dumb dog had something to be thankful for. And so tonight, I want us to look in the Bible. Look in the Bible at Colossians chapter number 3. We'll just use this for a text, but there's a lot of mention throughout the Word of God about thanksgiving. And let me say this, too. One of the great themes of heaven is going to be thanksgiving. And so we need to be thankful. We better be warming up down here, giving God thanks for all He does for us. In Colossians chapter 3, verse number 1 says that, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. That's a mouthful right there. He said, for you're dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. What a promise. Now, he tells us the next few verses, we need to put off the old man and the vile affections that come with this old flesh right here. Verse number 12, we'll pick up reading again, and he starts talking about putting on a new man. He says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and here it is, and be ye thankful. Be ye thankful. One place in the Bible it says, in all things, be thankful. Now, it's hard to be thankful if the doctor tells you you've got cancer. It didn't say for all things be thankful, but it said in all things be thankful. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loves us, and things they're going to come our way in life that's going to tear us apart. But the Bible tells us to be thankful. We're not of this world. Amen. We got a journey through life, and we're going to hit some storms as we go through life, but let's be a thankful people. God, He's made so great and eternal promises to you and I as His children. Let's set our affection on things above, not on things that's going on around us. There's things in life that's going to come our way, but we ought to be a thankful people. Jesus was a thankful person as He journeyed through this life. Jesus took, when he fed the 5,000, the Bible says he took the loaves and he gave thanks for them. In John chapter number 11, at the tomb of Lazarus, Jesus said, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, speaking to his Father. Jesus was thankful for things. If the Son of God, if the Lamb of God showed thanksgiving in his life, shouldn't we as God's people be a thankful people? God's done so much for you and I. Daniel, he prayed for wisdom, and God gave him wisdom. He said, I thank thee that thou hast given me wisdom and might. Jonah cried out of the belly of the whale. He said, I'll offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Pay my vows unto the Lord. Thankfulness is all throughout the Bible. God is looking for a thankful people. You look at where we're at today. You know, I've got shoes on my feet. I've got food at home when I get home to eat. And I don't think there's anybody in here that's hungry. If you are, you see us and we'll see that you get fed. But we take so many things that God has done for us for granted. God puts food on our table, a roof over our head, shoes on our feet, a sound mind. So many things that God does for you and I. And we take them for granted too often. Thanksgiving is an act or an expression of gratitude for blessings and mercies as we as Christians. An act or an expression of gratitude for blessings and mercies. Every time we pray, we ought to pray with thanksgiving. We ask God for so many things when we fall before Him in prayer, and we ask Him, we ask Him, we ask Him. How many times has God answered a prayer and blessed you with things in life and you just forgot about Him? You forgot to turn back and say, thank you, Lord, for all you do for me. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. And He does hear our prayers. God don't always answer my prayers the way I want Him. But He does answer. And He does care. And He does love me. And He does the same for you. God's been good to us. But I want to look at a few things. I want to look at the explanation of thanksgiving, expectation of thanksgiving, an observation of thanksgiving, and an obligation of thanksgiving. The explanation of thanksgiving, I've probably already given it to you, but it's an acknowledgement. It's a reality. It's to look around and see what God has done for you. An acknowledgement. God, you've been good to us, and I thank you. I'm glad we've got a place to worship God tonight. I'm glad we're in a free country. I'm glad tonight that hey, we could come to the house of God and worship God and thank Him and worship Him for what He's done for us. An acknowledgement. An act or an action. I want to turn to a few verses in the Bible and show you some things that speaks of thanksgiving. In Psalms chapter number 26, you don't have to turn there, but I want you to see some things in the Bible here. God has blessed the psalmist David, and he thanked the Lord for all He done for him. And let's turn to Psalms chapter 50. Psalms 50 and verse number 15. 14. He said, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble, I'll deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Offer unto God thanksgiving. You know, it doesn't cost us anything to be thankful, does it? To have a thankful heart. God created in me a right spirit and a clean heart. God help me to have a thankful heart. You know what? Have you ever done anything for anybody? And maybe it was special. Maybe it was a little sacrificial on your part. And they turned and they thanked you for it. It made you feel good, didn't it? Amen. You do something good for somebody and they thank you for it. It gives you a warm feeling. Makes you want to do something else for somebody, don't it? Our Heavenly Father is the same way. He daily loads us with blessings. We have so much to be thankful for, but most of the time we have so much with belly aching in our life. You know why? We're covetous. We're covetous. We're not satisfied. That's the problem in the day that we live. God gives us so much all around us, and yet we want to look over here and see what somebody else has got, wishing we had what they got. We can't even see what we've got for looking at what everybody else has got. God help us. The explanation of thanksgiving, an act or an action in Psalms 50 and 40 and in Psalms 69. Psalm 69 and 30 says, I'll praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. It's all right to thank God. It's all right to lift your hands and praise Him and give Him the glory that's due to His name. And we ought not to be a silent people. We ought to be a voiceful people in thanking God for all He does for us. In Psalms 116, it starts out like this, I love the Lord because He heard my voice and my supplications. Because He hath inclined His ear to me, therefore I'll call upon Him as long as I live. Listen to this, the sorrows of death compassed me, and the pains of hell got hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Verse 7 says, return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with thee. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I'll walk before the Lord in the land of living. Verse 12 says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? That's a good question we ought to ask ourselves. What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me? He said, I'll take the cup of salvation, call upon the name of the Lord. I'll pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all His people. Verse 17 says, I'll offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I'll pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all His people in the courts of the Lord's house. In the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. Praise and thanksgiving kind of goes together, don't it? If we have a thankful heart, if we account the blessings of what God has done for us, I believe that we'll have a thankful heart. And thankfulness produces praise. It produces an action. And we ought to let our thanksgiving show, shouldn't we? Amen. We ought not to be a dead Christian. We ought not just be a spectator Christian. We ought to be a participator Christian. Somebody say amen. Psalm 100 tells us to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Sounds like God is looking for a thankful people to me. And that's what we ought to be. Now let's look in the New Testament right here. In Colossians 2, verse number 6, the Bible says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith, as ye have been taught, listen to this, abounding therein with thanksgiving. There ought to be an abundance of thankfulness in our heart, in our life. Thankful. Philippians chapter 4, teaching us how to pray, we ought to pray with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. An explanation of thanksgiving. I wonder if we judged ourselves or if somebody else judged me, if somebody else judged you. I wonder if they'd say, well, he's a grateful person. She's a grateful person. They're humble. They're thankful people. Wonder how we'd come up in judging ourselves. Wonder how we come up when God judges us. He's looking. the expectation of thanksgiving. Brother Ken preached out of Luke chapter 17 the other day about thanksgiving. And I want to look back there again at that chapter, Luke chapter 17, for just a minute. Let's talk about this story just for a minute. I'm talking about the expectation of thanksgiving. You know, these 10 lepers came to Jesus, and they were lepers. Their condition, they stood afar off. They were separated from society because they had a dreadful disease that was, they thought was contagious, but they were known as being unclean. They had to dress in mourning clothes, and they had to cover their faces and cry unclean if anybody got close to them. But Jesus passed by one day, and they cried out to Jesus, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And Jesus gave them instructions, "Go show yourself to the priest." And as they went, they were healed, they were cleansed. And one of them turned back to thank him. Just one out of ten. One out of ten. I wonder if statistically in our church, I wonder if one out of ten would have a thankful heart. Amen? Think about it. One out of ten. An expectation of thanksgiving. There's an observation, too, right here in this same chapter right here. One saw that he was healed. In verse 15, it says, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back and with a loud voice," loud voice, "glorified God." It's all right to get loud. Amen? It's all right to say amen. It's all right to say praise the Lord. It's all right to say thank you, Jesus. An observation. Jesus liked what he was seeing. One saw that he was healed. One sought him. You know, what brings you to church on Sunday? What brings you to church on Wednesday night? Is it you're afraid the preacher's going to call you and ask you where you're at? Or do you come because you're seeking Him? You come, are you turning back for what He's done for you, and you want to thank Him and worship Him and see Him, to hear from Him? Get quiet now. Think about it. Is it just a habit coming to church? If we've got a thankful heart, we'll have a great desire to be here. If we'll think about what God has done for us, our heart will be burning to get to church, to worship Him, to come together with the brethren and hear the preached Word of God, to sing songs of the old songs of Zion and have God's Spirit move from breast to breast at the house of God. There's nothing like it in this old world. You can go to the ball game, you can holler your head off, and you don't even know if your team's going to win. Amen? Brother Mark, you can go sit in a tree and freeze to death, and you don't know if a big deer is going to come by or not. But you can come to church, and if you got your heart right with God, Jesus is passing by. And you'll get something. You'll get something. One saw what Jesus had done for him. Nine more was cleansed. One saw what was done for him. Oh, if we could just see what Jesus done for us on a daily basis. Where would you be tonight? Where would you be tonight if Jesus hadn't come? Brother Jerry, up here in that little storefront building, changed your life, didn't it? You wouldn't be here. Could be in hell.
ought to turn back. Realize what He's done for us. Verse 17, Jesus said, "Were there not 10 cleansed, where are the 9? Brother Ken preached a message here one time. Where's the 9 he couldn't find? He said, "They're not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger." He said unto him, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." You see, thanksgiving got him more. I really believe if we're thankful for what God's done for us, He wants to do more for us. Amen? And I believe a thankful heart and a thankful attitude in life, I believe if we thank God for what He's done for us, I think He'll do more for us. Amen. The explanation of thanksgiving, the expectation of thanksgiving. Jesus is looking, He's expecting His people to be thankful. We got the Word of God to teach us to be thankful. He expects it. Just like He was looking at these 10, He's looking. When He blesses you tomorrow, thank Him. He's looking your way. He's looking for thankful hearts. And lastly this, the obligation of thanksgiving. The explanation, the expectation, the observation, but the observation, but the obligation. Obligation. We're obligated to give God thanks. Obligated. In Hebrews chapter 13, and I'll be through here shortly. Hebrews chapter 13, but I want you to see this. Listen to what the Bible says here. Verse 14 says, "For here we have no continuing city." Look around tomorrow. Look at every house up and down the road. Look at everything you've got. Look at this church. It's all going to burn up one day. "Here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. We have the promises of God that He's going to prepare a place for us. We have the promise, just like Abraham. Abraham looked for a city whose builder and maker is God. And we have the same promises, and we have the same city, and we're headed there one day, saved by grace. God has prepared it for us. We're getting out of this old world right here." You believe that? Do you realize that tonight? This world is coming to an end one day. But God's people are getting out of here. You can read over in the book of Revelation that the tribulation is at the door. It's coming up on God's calendar. But God's people are getting out of this world. And we better be a thankful people and thank Him for what He's done for us. He says, "By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name." By Him, therefore, let us. That includes all of us. God is looking for thanksgiving from all His children tonight. Amen. Listen, I like to see people get stirred up at the house of God. I like to see people stand up and testify and thank God for what He's done. But He says right here, we ought to all be like that. All. At some time or another in your life, the Spirit of God ought to move you to thankfulness. Amen. A city to come. And a command right here that's made right here in this verse right here. "By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually." If we'll realize what God has done and what God is doing for us. He gave His only begotten Son that we could be washed from our sins, that we could be saved, that we could go to heaven one day. What more could God do for us than what He's done? What more could he do? He's made a way for us to escape hell. We don't have to die and go to hell. We can lay our heads down at night, knowing if God calls us out of this world before morning, that we'll awake in heaven. That's the Word of God tonight. God is good to us. And we're all going to leave this old world one day. One day. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. We ought to be a thankful people, shouldn't we? Thanksgiving is not a day. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. I appreciate you being here tonight.